Today's podcast is brought to you by the CSS property pointer events. What pointer events does, it applies when you have one element that's in front of another element, probably using some sort of absolute positioning or some sort of other positioning that's caused these elements to be overlaid on each other. And pointer events basically says that the front element doesn't receive those mouse events, so the clicking and the hovering. Those things don't apply to the thing that's on top, or in front, I should say. They fall through to the thing that's behind. And you can't normally do that. Normally, when one element is in front of another element, it's only the front element that can receive those mouse events. And even you might actually think that with some sort of event bubbling, the same way that JavaScript and see it, the DOM has this concept of event bubbling where the mouse clicks on something and the parent gets it, and if the parent doesn't want it, then the grandparent gets it, and it goes all the way back up and down, and it's sort of different on different browsers. Well, that none of that event bubbling applies when you have things in front of each other, when you have a stacking order in the Z dimension, if you will. So one possible use case for this would be a kind of tutorial situation where you want to say, you know, click here and you have an arrow pointing to something with a transparent element in front, so you can kind of have a whole overlay on your standard user interface. You want the back end, the underlying user interface, to pick up those click events, and that's where you could use pointer events, none. The situation I've just had that which motivated it was a progress indicator that's actually sitting where the user clicks on a link. So as the user clicks on a link, in this case the page is Ajaxy, it's using HTML5 history and so on, so it's not a real full page refresh. But even if you have a traditional website scenario where you do have links that are fully page refreshed, it still can be useful to give the user that direct feedback by showing a little progress indicator next to the link. I wouldn't do that in all situations because it's not really standard behavior on the web, so it's a bit surprising. But certainly in the case of what I'm doing, which is where it's an Ajaxy site, it's really the only way I can tell the user that, yes, I've acknowledged the link and the application is now loading. Now, the reason I wanted to use pointer events here was because what was actually happening was the hover on the underlying element, the link that the user's just clicked on, that hover CSS pseudo selector was no longer applying. So if I was, say, making the link change color or giving the link an underline, like a text decoration underline to make it look like a traditional link when you hover over it, that would apply only up to the point where the user clicks. As soon as the user clicks, all of a sudden the progress indicator would cause that hover to no longer occur. And initially I thought this was something to do with the active pseudo selector kicking in, because that happens when the user actually clicks. But it's not that, because once the user's clicked and the click action has taken place and the user's let go of the mouse button, the element is no longer active. It's back in the hover. Hover is the active pseudo selector here. So you would think that the element should still be hovered on. But what was happening was this progress indicator was being absolute positioned right in front of the element that was hovered. So pointer events turned out to be a really useful property here, because now the element is still shown as if it was being hovered on, even though the progress indicator is sitting in front of it. So have a look at CSS pointer-events. One interesting thing here too is it can be used for evil. It can be used for a kind of phishing attack where you have an underlying element and you want the user to click on it. So you can actually make that element invisible effectively. Like a Facebook like button, this was a story on Hacker News a few days ago. You can actually have a Facebook like button, put an element in front of it with pointer events none, and cause the user to click on the like button without realizing that it was actually there. The thing that people pointed out there is that you can do this in any number of other ways with CSS anyway. As long as you set an element's opacity to zero, to none, you can do that. So it doesn't really add any extra risk anyway. So I recommend you check it out. It's called pointer-events. Cheers.